In those days, I was about 10 years old, and they had a Kirk's pool hall right in the alley. And Halsey Hall would come in there, and he would bet 25 cents, but he'd only put in 12 and a half cents. And he'd bet on two to fives. If he won back, he'd win 6 cents. And we had a guy in there, Adolph, he used to mark the scoreboard. He'd put the chalk up his nose while he was waiting for the next score. And old man Kirk must have run me out of that place 50 times. And finally he gave up. He says, come on and sit down, you punk.
We're going to cover an Iowa game. And I was just a midget, young guy compared to those other guys, Charlie Johnson, Dick Cullum, and George Edmund with sports of the St. Paul paper, Raleigh Johnson, sports director of WCCO-TV, and Halsey Hall, who worked for WCCO Radio and also worked for Star and Tribune. So now we go down to Cedar Rapids, and we try and check in, and we have no rooms. So they put us in a small ballroom, I say, about the size of the studio, which is the size of a half basketball court. And they bring in some cots, and we're having fun. And my older friends there, they like to engage in a little libation, you know, as Hall would call it. And after they'd had a few libations, and Mr. Hall had taken all his clothes off, and he had these BBDs on that were hanging by their threads. And we had no bathroom in this ballroom. We had to go out in the hall there. So Hall asked Cullum where the bathroom was and walks out there. And the reason we didn't get the rooms was they had this women's convention. And Hall goes out with BBDs in the hall, and these women start screaming. In those days, it, you know. So now a cop comes back with Hall and says, this guy belongs in this room. He says he belongs in this room. Cullum says, never saw this SOB in my life. They take him off to jail in his BBDs.